said it was the Adam.
Adam, he said. Fear, he said. This is the ritual of this. This is how it works. And I had fear. Fear of what? Fear of becoming selfish. So the puzzle is it something wrong happening over there or right? We'll say, Adam did a mistake and this was the divine consequence. Because we know that the Divine One wished for this, even planned for this and worked hard. He sacrificed the best he had within the angels. Which one was the closest and the best one? Knowledge. Satan. He sacrificed the Satan for us. Because the dilemma is, they are sitting down, the knowledge is over there. If they don't grab and eat it, they don't have the knowledge. For grabbing it, they need knowledge. But knowledge is hanging over there, so nothing happens. No, something happens. That's the plan. That's that divine consequence. It was supposed to happen. So curiosity is here, but Rumi will not talk about curiosity here. He said, let's think about this Adam stuff. This is the paragraph we're reading now, right? You will see that the Adam will go between two things. One is the knowledge. Rumi insists on putting the word Danish. Remember, I always said there is Danish and Binesh, means knowledge and the way to see the things, which are two different things. Here we say there is a knowledge about that negation, that no, don't touch it. Or ta'vil. Ta'vil is one of those magical words which is confusing for everyone. But it's very simple. Put your priorities in order. Priority is ta'vil. Okay? Adam has priorities. What is the priority of Adam? To connect. So he will realize that if the order is no and I don't do anything, nothing happens. Let's connect. And he accepts the responsibility. The Satan doesn't. Because Satan knows. Adam doesn't know yet. It works like that. The innocence. The innocence of someone responsible. That complicated stuff here, he will put it in a way that, Adam was thinking about both. The order is there, and the temptation of ta'vil is here. And he will refer not to his brain, to his heart, we will see. So let's just start from where we left it. Peter?
Which line are you starting?
This is line 1245. Before this, he actually went from something to something to something, right? He left it where you finished now. He started another paragraph. In this paragraph, he started like this, that first of all, let's talk about Adam, who is the master of naming. We call it a joking view. In a very funny way, the master of naming. Allahul Asma Bad, in a Turkish way, he will say, this Adam who is putting the name, let's look at it. First of all, he knows the names, and he puts the name, and the name is something that doesn't change, but the name could change, but the stuff doesn't change. He went in an argument like this with Adam. That you should listen to the knowledgeable people about the name. You remember that we are talking about that word of consequence, qaza, to understand that, because this had interrupted our main story. The main story is the hare is trying to kill the lion and save everyone. We are all there, right? Suddenly, he talks about that hubu and knowing the future, finding the water hidden under the ground, not knowing the future. For the Solomon means finding the hidden treasure of knowledge, the river of knowledge. I said, okay, there is this doubt. The doubt was from Crow, right? He started, now he went to Adam. He said, okay, this Adam, this is the guy who puts the name on the things, means the universe of a what? Universe of talking and naming is what? Remember? Abstraction. Name is abstraction. The universe of abstraction is us, really. Because mainly, when we say we are pointing toward what? We. Is the knowledge within us, all of it, right? Which is where? In words, talking. This communication is building that strange space that we live in. All our knowledge is in the words. When you think, you're talking. Word was the beginning of humanity, remember? At the beginning, there was word. And word was with him. That's what talking is all about. Message, messengers, book, teaching, all of that starts with naming something. He came to something, we stopped it there. He said, let me tell you about this naming. Name the human beings, not at the beginning, at the end. The human name is the outcome of that human's life. Not even the process, the outcome. We stopped over there, it was 12:45. Peter?
He bestows on a man a name according to his final state, not according to that to which he gives the name of alone. Inasmuch as the eye of Adam saw by means of the pure light, the soul and inmost senses and aims became evident to him. Since the angels perceived in him the rays of God, they fell in worship and hastened to do homage. The Adam like this, whose name I am celebrating, if I praise till the resurrection, I fall short. All this he knew. When the divine destiny came, he was at fault in the knowledge of a single prohibition.
Here it is. You see, he started. Okay, this Adam, I praise him. He is the source of knowledge. I'm not talking about that animal understanding. Now I'm talking about the humanity. This Adam, he knew everything, and he had even the light of God in him. The breath was fresh over there. And all the angels bowed to him. But even to him, when that qaza is there, he could not realize the message in that prohibition. He shouldn't. He's not supposed to, right? Because if he knew, how could he? Nobody knew. There was no knowledge at all. This is before the beginning. This is like when scientifically they talk about the moment before Big Bang, which is a very silly thing to bring up because time starts there before that. There is no before. The impasse is like that. Yes? Now listen carefully. Yeah?
Wondering whether the prohibition was for the purpose of making unlawful, or whether it admitted of an interpretation and was a cause of perplexity.